This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. How are we doing today, Walt?
We've been pretty good, my friend. How are you? My friends up there in the northeast.
It's a little bit chilly, overcast skies, but and of course, Capitol Hill is the usual mess that it is in, but we'll get to that later. But anyways, Walter, first thing we want to do is, as always, is to recognize the members of law enforcement that was murdered in the line of duty. First, we need to recognize Investigator Cecil Ridley of the Richmond County Sheriff's Office, Richmond County, Georgia. End of watch, November 19th, 2019. His killer's in custody. Also, you mentioned 2 weeks ago, Police Officer Rasheen McClain, Detroit, Michigan Police Department, end of watch, November 20th, 2019. His killer is in custody. And unfortunately, the way the things are set up in Detroit, Officer McClain's family is no longer eligible to receive any health benefits because Officer McClain is no longer an employee of the city of Detroit. So let's hope the police union gets on the stick and, you know, make things right. Also, we need to remember Sheriff John Williams Sr. of the Lowndes County Sheriff's Office in Alabama, end of watch, November 23rd, 2019. Also, we need to remember Master-at-Arms 3rd Class Oscar De J. Tamores of the United States Security Forces in down in Norfolk, end of watch, November 30th, 2019. He was struck and killed with an automobile. His killer is in custody. So we got a lot of names on the, we need to remember those murdered in line of duty. But Walter, first things first, we have a very special guest. It's a female, first of all, and she's really, really into 7-5 Radio and what we're all about. And she's under the age of 60. We're going to protect her identity a little bit. Say again?
She's under the age of what?
70.
What's her age?
Well, it's under the age of 70. Yeah. She's younger than you and I, put it that way. But anyways, we want to welcome a 7-5 Radio fan, Lauren, to the show. Lauren, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Outstanding. How's it going today?
It's going good. How are you?
Not bad. Walter, say hello to Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks for responding to our radio program. It was about a month ago or so that we kind of met, and now we have a friend in common. And I don't mean Scoop.
Right.
And when you ask Scoop how he's doing, and he says okay, it means he's miserable. He's usually miserable, so you should hear some of the.
But anyways,
we have during the week.
Yeah. But anyways, Lauren, why don't you tell us a little about yourself? How you got involved in the conservative movement, and how you came across 7-5 Radio? Because this is usually our demographic is male over the age of 40, has a lot of experience. Ways of the world. Go ahead, Lauren, take it away.
Well, I actually got started into the conservative movement and just politics in general from my teacher, David Limbaugh. He ran for Senate a couple years ago and ran for president last election and is actually running for president this upcoming election. And he kind of got me into politics in my government class. And my parents are very conservative, and I grew up in a very politically moved household. So I guess that's just kind of how I started. And I actually met Mike Guerin, I think it was his last name.
Yep.
Met him at Boyd Speedway. And we talked for, I think, 2 hours just about politics, about the economy, about the police force. And we just had a good time. That's how I got introduced to the 75 radio.
Wow. So you're talking to our not-so-sexy intern, Mike Guerin, for 2 hours, and you still weren't discouraged. Wow. But Mike says we had to book you on because you're really, really very mature for your age. We'll just say we are under the age of 30, and you're still going to school. How did you come across? Well, you came across 75 Radio through Mike Guerin, and I mean, we are I'd say a dark blue type of show. I mean, some of the things we say are kind of blue, but we also talk about very dark subjects, police suicide, or people committing suicide, personal failures, personal tragedies, just the real problems that going on in America that the mainstream media, including conservative talk radio, does not want to talk about. So how did you, you obviously through Mike Guerin, but what attracts you to 75 Radio as a younger person?
I know, especially from my generation, everything is really sugar-coated. You know, we don't want to hear about how, you know, policemen are dying. We want to hear about all the good things that are happening. So for me, I like hearing what's actually going on. I don't like things to be sugarcoated because my generation is so naive to what's actually going on, and we're not going to be prepared for the real world if people keep sugarcoating what's going on. So I feel like it's good to kind of hear the dark side and what's going on with our police force and what's going on around the world, because we're eventually going to need that, because how are we going to make educated decisions in the future if we don't know what happened in the past?
Right. Wow. That's pretty amazing, especially coming from somebody with your age bracket. Because, again, you know, I'm on the other side of 40. Walter's, of course, on the other side of 40. And we just it's good to know that we have younger people that's going to school and seeing through all the crap that's out there and knowing what's right and what's wrong. Now, the school you go to, is it one of those liberal, typical Northeast liberal arts college where you can't say him and her and he and she, and they have safe spaces and things like that?
Well, I'm actually still in high school. I'm a senior this year.
Oh.
but here it's kind of just open for everyone. You know, you can kind of just be whatever you want to be. You know, we don't really conform to the new standard of non-binary, I guess you can call it. You know, we always, unless you tell us otherwise, we're going to call you he or she or him or her. So.
All right. Wow. All right. We're coming on our first commercial break. We're going to, on the other side, we're going to talk to Lauren, a high school student who is a fan of 75 Radio, which is amazing because most of our listeners are over the age of 70, especially my fans. All right. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned, everybody.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheep herder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Okay, we are back on 7-5 Radio with a 7-5 Radio fan who is still in high school. Her name is Lauren. We're going to try to protect her identity so liberal scum does not bother her or her family. Lauren, you said you're still in high school. Now, the school district I live in, we're having issues with transgendered students. A male student wants to become says he's a female and wants to go use a restroom in the female restroom or female locker room. Where you live down in Tennessee, do you have any problems like that?
We don't normally have any problems like that. You know, I think everyone, because we don't have a lot of people that identify as transgender going to our school. So we don't really have a problem with the bathroom situation here.
Right. And I guess you don't have male athletes dressing up as females playing on girls volleyball or basketball or things like that nature.
No, we do not.
Outstanding. In Northern Virginia, where I live, we have issues, and of course, these people on the school board who do not have children and will not have children wants to push this agenda down our throats. But anyways, there's hopes out there. But it's only a matter of time, folks, before we have WNBA teams made up of all transgendered athletes, which just totally just makes denigrates female athletes. But anyways. When you go to school now, do your teachers are they more conservative, more are they liberal, or they keep their political affiliations to themselves?
There are certain teachers who show more of their political side than us. There are definitely teachers who are more liberal, and then there are definitely more teachers who are conservative. But I've only had one or two teachers who really show their political standpoints on things, but. Other than that, hasn't really been shoved down our throats at all. So everyone kind of just keeps their opinions to themselves.
Wow, I got to move to your school district with my kids because I mean it's a fight every single day. I got to deal with the teachers, I got to deal with administrators, I got to deal with the school board, and of course the school board their only answer to everything is issue more bonds and raise more school property taxes. But that's another story. So now when these professors when they put out the political agenda and they say something like that's total garbage or total fabrication. Are you one of those brave young people that raise your hand and raise the Bravo Sierra flag?
I don't think there's really any problem with speaking your opinion, especially in the classes that I'm in, because I'm in a lot of dual enrollment classes. Like, I'm also partially a student of a college that's near to me. So a lot of the professors and teachers here are really open-minded, and they let us speak our opinions. You know, we have friendly arguments in class over, especially in my contemporary issues class, we have subtle arguments about what we think should be done and what we can do to change it. And, you know, my teacher is really open to just expressing your opinions because you gain more perspective from other people. And I think that that's what a lot of people nowadays could use is, you know, instead of hating someone, understand their perspective on it. You can still not like them, but if you understand where they're coming from, then maybe arguments can be solved. So I think that's a lot of point of all the teachers up here is to gain perspective from other students so you can go on and make better decisions and better choices in life.
Wow, and Laura, that's what we did years ago.
You know, Laura, you stand far beyond your years on some of these conservative issues, and it's a good example for a lot of our younger people, especially the ones that aren't yet able to vote next year, to make that decision when they do vote. Getting back to Scoop. Scoop's comment earlier about people that young people that identify as something other than what they should be identifying with, especially in the high school years. As you said, it's not prevalent in your school, and Scoop mentioned that we're going to have. There's a WNBA, which I'm not entirely sure that there aren't already, but that's besides the point. as you move forward in life, because you're a senior, you said, and
yes, sir.
With this, I mean, you got some big decisions coming up. You know, Scoop is on the other side of 40. I'm on the other side of 60, and I've made some big decisions, both good and bad, as you probably already know. How do you see yourself going into the future as a young conservative?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really know. I feel like the future holds a lot, and I feel like the future is not a definite thing. So I know that I will most likely stay conservative and stay the way that I am, but I feel like the world around me will change, and I think conservative will change a little bit as the future goes on. So, and I would definitely want to go into something in politics. Like, my dream has always been in the state Senate. So I feel like just going into the future as a conservative, just making good decisions for Tennessee, making good decisions for the country. And I just want to make people's lives better, not necessarily my own. So if I have to sacrifice some things so everyone else can be happy, then that's what it's going to be.
Well, that's just super, you know. In my younger years, and this fella didn't go to high school with me, I actually met him playing softball in my late teens and early 20s. This guy could talk almost as good as you do, and this is 40 years ago. And this guy became a congressman just on a whim. He threw his hat in the ring. And he became a congressman. He didn't get any further than Congress, and it was short-lived. But something that you might think of. I think you have quite the knack for both speaking and knowledge. So keep that in mind as you gravitate towards your 20s. I think that would be a good career choice for you in some type of politics.
Yeah. I actually am kind of started in politics. I work for the local election committee here where I live, and I ran the voter registration drive at my school, and I do. I'm actually working the presidential election for the voting committee in November, so I'm trying to put my neck in wherever I can.
Well, super.
Wow.
Super. I like that.
But Anyways, Laura, one final question. Now, do you tell your friends you listen to 7-5 Radio?
I don't really have a lot of friends. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, you show with a super smart girl.
Yeah, she's going into politics. Of course, she doesn't have a lot of friends.
Right.
Well, my best friend, she knows I'm on here, and all of my family knows, and they're excited for me because it's been my dream to do something in the political world. So they're extremely happy and excited for me to have this opportunity just to put myself out there.
Hey, listen, anything we could do to him. Anything we could do to him.
Anyways, Lauren, for the last couple seconds, anything you want to put out, anything you want to promote or say to the audience of 7-5 Radio?
I just want to say, just look at other people and see how, even if you post something, if you say something, if you're running for office or running for president or anything like that, just remember the people who don't have the opportunities that you have. I've lived my life. I came from poverty, and now I'm upper middle class, and I respect the people below me because I know what they're going through, and I respect the people above me because I know what they're also going through. So just gaining perspective and looking at the people around you and wondering what you can do to make their lives better.
Well, anyways, Lauren, thanks for coming on our show. You really put us perspective in for young people. There's hope in the millennial generation. Anytime you want to come back, just give us a holler. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about this mess about Joe Biden, the Trumps, his hairy legs, and so on. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Pensacola, Florida, where sheriff's deputies confirm that an active shooter at the naval base there has been shot and killed by police. There are reports of several injuries. The U.S. Navy has now confirmed that two people, aside from the shooter, were also killed. The base was put on lockdown for some time. Retired Navy aviator Stephen Geiner says the base is the home of the Blue Angels, and there are 16,000 people living on that base.
In that it's almost all exclusively for training, and so there's a very large civilian population, so would not be surprised to see if there were civilian casualties.
The U.S. Labor Department reporting that the economy added 266,000 jobs in November, the biggest jump since January, the unemployment rate returning to a 50-year low. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A new federal report says 48 people have died of lung injuries related to vaping in the United States. The CDC out with its latest number of lung injury cases connected to e-cigarettes. Nearly 2,300 hospitalized cases have been reported in all 50 states, as well as Washington, D.C., and two American territories. There have also been those 48 fatalities in over two dozen states. The CDC says the majority of patients are male and under the age of 35. Four people are dead after a gunfight between Florida police and two people who carjacked a UPS truck yesterday. The two suspects killed in the shootout, as well as a bystander and the UPS driver. The incident began when the suspects robbed a jewelry store in Coral Gables. A shootout followed. Then the suspects hijacked that UPS truck and kidnapped the driver. Police caught up with the suspects and shot the two to death. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Wow, that was a great interview with Lauren. That really puts hope in the millennial generation because... Lauren, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, outstanding. I thought we were going to have you on for two segments. But anyways, like I was saying, it's great to know that you're on here on 7-5 Radio, that you think for yourself, you know what right and wrong. You had a good upbringing, and that you're going to go to do greater and better things. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing for the voting in your neck of the woods.
Like I said, I ran the voter registration drive for my high school, and while hardly anyone signed up, I think that it is a big deal to vote, because my generation was the generation that didn't vote. And I know, especially nowadays, I feel like I need to get involved and push people to vote, because I absolutely cannot stand it when people complain about government and then say that they didn't vote. So I feel like you can't really have an opinion on the government if you didn't put your opinion in when it mattered. So that's why I always try and push people to vote. And I want to show, and not even show, I want to present myself to people at these voter elections. So whenever I do run for office, they know that I've been involved for a long time and I pretty much know a little bit about what I'm doing. And I just want them to be able to see that I'm putting in the work beforehand instead of doing all the work right before I go into office. I want to show them that I care about the community and what goes on.
Right. Well, before you run for office, get a hold of James Edwards over on the political cesspool, because when he was a little bit older than you are now, he ran for the Tennessee State House, and it was an eye-opening experience. Well, you have anything else for our special guest before we leave? Before we leave her and talk about...
No, not a lot. Lauren, are you like president of your senior class?
No, I'm not, actually.
Okay.
Well, you should be.
Just asking because, you know, it would make sense. But I'm glad that you got your good direction in your vision. Wonderful.
Well, thank you. I take great pride in knowing that I'm going to do something to help people in the future.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show, Lauren. It's been an eye-opening experience for the both of us. What's his name? Scoop. Yeah, Scoop is his name. And myself. It's been an eye-opening experience, and I wish the best of luck to you. And I'm sure we'll be running into each other in some form or another, because Scoop is still a damn Yankee, and I'll be visiting our intern. You know who our intern is, don't you?
Is it Mike?
Yeah. Visually acceptable Mike Guerin.
Just say not so sexy intern. I mean, don't
well,
insult her. Tell us, but
that. I mean, she's still in high school. You said it. I didn't. Holy cow, man!
Oh, but she's. I mean, she's very mature for her age. She listens to us for crying out loud.
Here I am.
She's heard
me, Walter Yerk. You're trying to be politically correct. Okay. All right. Won't do that anymore.
Right. But anyways,
we'll be running to each other at the track this late spring and summer. I'm sure.
Well, I'll be at Cabin Fever. So.
Okay. Wonderful. It was a pleasure.
Right. All right. So, also, not-so-sexy intern Mike Guerin will be at Cabin Fever. But anyways, well, Lauren, we're going to let you go. We're going to talk about we went from one great child to actually horrendous child named Robert Hunter Biden. Once again, we want to thank you for coming on 7-5 Radio, and good luck in your future endeavors, and keep in touch. I guess that's Lauren. But anyways, let's move on to something more depressing. The impeachment hearings. On Wednesday, Nancy Pelosi wanted the articles of impeachment to be brought up in the House. But something tells me the more they push for impeachment, the worse Joe Biden is doing. Because if you look at Joe Biden yesterday, he had a campaign event in Iowa, and some 80-something-year-old man stepped up to him and made him look like a fool. And then Nancy Pelosi says, all right, we got to impeach Trump before he gets reelected. So I think there's something very, very coincidental, or not coincidental, between Joe Biden keep failing as a candidate and pushing for impeachment. Well, what do you think about that theory?
I think you're right. It seems like Joe Biden is going to be their man for the ticket in, next November. And they are trying to, I don't know why they're trying, because it's inevitable they're going to fail. They're trying to make Joe Biden look better than Donald Trump. And in the meantime, you got Joe Biden proving that Donald Trump is a fantastic man, and Creepy Joe is just an old man with hair on his legs that want kids to mash it down underwater.
Right. But
Granted, Donald Trump, they're both in their senior years, granted.
Oh, Sam, hey, Walt, stand by. Yeah. Sam just mentioned my ear. He has a Sam bite ready of Joe Biden and his hairy legs. Sam, go ahead and run it for people who just woke up from a stupor. All right, he's going to give us a second, but you're absolutely right. Joe Biden's talking about his hairy legs, and they turn blonde in the sun, and people sitting on his lap. And this is the Democratic front runner. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is trying to build a wall, trying to get got the economy up and running, strengthen our military, deregulate the the way government does business, so you can do business very efficiently and quickly with as little government intervention as possible. And now he's getting involved with Ukraine because Joe and Hunter Biden was doing some dirt. And so then when some John Q citizen tells Joe Biden, hey, your son's involved in some dirty dealings. And Joe Biden just said, "Oh, come on, Fatso, let's do some push-ups and sit-ups." I mean, what kind of stuff is that? I mean, Joe Biden is not—he's not talking to corn pop, which, I doubt actually happened. But anyways, while we're waiting for Sam to, all right, here we go. There's Joe Biden.
Saw that made me aware when I was in law school. Proudly for Holloway, proudly for your dad, first African American state senator in the state of. In the state of Delaware. Everything about. And by the way, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what, the men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here, and they're all guys at the time, they're all good men. Most of them made an awful lot of themselves. And Earl Larkin had a rough time. And some of you knew Earl. I came back as a public defender.
So he would sit on the side of the pool and let all the little kids come up and just start revving his legs. And then sometimes the little kids would just hop in his lap. And then whatever the heck else he was talking about with the older.
Wow. Would you, if you're a lifeguard at a public pool, would you let kids play with your hairy legs and sit in your lap?
Well, no. Absolutely not. You know, this guy leaves people speechless with the stuff that comes out of his mouth. And, you know, there's a room right next to Jerry Sandusky's for people like him. I mean, really, you know, what's the difference between Joe Biden, you know, loving kids, jumping on his lap and making his hair, if that's what he's talking about, rise in the pool, and cycle time with Jerry Sandusky? You know, what's the difference between? I just don't understand it. You know, the guy needs to be, you know, looked into as a prospective pedophile or serial killer, one or the other.
Good right. job. All right. Well, we got. Right. And Sam just said that he challenged some old guy to a push-up contest. But anyways, we'll talk more about Biden, his family, and then the Trump and his family, and watch comparison. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Can you confidently answer the question, was Jesus a socialist? Join us on Saturday morning, December 14th at Liberty Hall to hear the clear and insightful reply from one of today's leading champions for liberty, Lawrence W. Reed, author of Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty Incorporated is honored to present Dr. Reed for this kickoff event of Liberty Hall Lectures, Saturday, December 14th, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free and it's timely. No registration is necessary, but seating is limited. Come early. Also, just in time for Christmas, buy 10 or more copies of the 5,000-Year Leap for just $250 each. Just in time for holiday giving. Single copy price is normally $10. Can't join us in person? Tune in to the Loving Liberty Radio Network for live talk radio and informative, insightful podcasts at lovingliberty.net or on your mobile phone app. Was Jesus a Socialist? Find out at the Liberty Hall Lectures, December 14th. Go to lovingliberty.net for details. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no more.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. Earlier this week during the impeachment hearing on the Judiciary Committee hearing with Jerry the Penguin Nadler himself, some liberal, wacko, bisexual Jew law professor talked about Barron Trump. And now usually we're talking about the children of the presidents, you lay off, and vice presidents. Well, not this time. First, we wanted to say that coming out this month, some anonymous Beltway insider wrote a book stating that the President Trump was cruel and inept at his job. But if you remember, former Apprentice star and White House staffer Omarosa Manigault wrote a book of the same nature that nobody bought and went nowhere. But this is the same playbook in the 1980s when the D.C. swamp said Reagan was senile, kept forgetting things, and consulted an astrologer to run the country. Now, for President Trump, currently last year he spent over 2 hours giving a speech at CPAC with no break whatsoever. And every time he does a campaign stop somewhere, it's over an hour of him just going at it. He also spent Thanksgiving flying out to Afghanistan to spend some time with the troops, which is not bad for a man in the early 70s. And then we have Joe Biden. He's currently on the, what he calls the No Malarkey Tour in Iowa. He's going to different sock hops and malt shops all over town. Somebody needs to remind him that colored people are allowed in the same venue as white people. Also, the same week he started his No Malarkey Tour, he bit his white finger at a campaign stop. Joe Biden was giving a speech, and he decided out of nowhere to take a nibble at his wife's finger. This is the same guy who was allowing kids to sit on his lap and touch his legs when he was a lifeguard, or might have been last week. but then there's the kids. Now, you know, the kid, leave the kids alone, but when your name is Hunter Biden, look out. Now, when I was growing up, I always read the New York Post, page 6, always talk about who did what, who overdosed, who puked, who's fooling around with who. But was very conspicuously absent was the Trump kids. I read more about Donald Trump than his kids. That shows that, you know, Trump kept his kids out of limelight. He didn't want his kids getting involved because you had clubs like Webster Hall, which is an old church, and all sorts of stuff was going on. So the only blemish I know is Don Jr. divorced his first wife. But then again, the staff in this show has averaged about 2 divorces apiece. But then there is Robert Hunter Biden. Like the Trump kids, he's brought up as a privileged youth, attending the best schools. His brother was a very productive member of society till he passed away of cancer in 2015. But Hunter's accomplishments include starting an international consulting company with former Secretary of State John Kerry's son. He was on the board of a corrupt Ukrainian energy company despite zero knowledge of natural gas or Ukraine. And his salary was $50,000 per month. Besides his international dealings, which are very shady, Hunter decided to join this man's Navy following the traditions of Chester Nimitz, John Kennedy, Chris Kyle, Sean Bergen, and yours truly. He joined as a man in his late 40s. He was able to receive a commission through the U.S. Navy Reserve thanks to Dad, but he was kicked out 1 month after receiving his commission for testing positive of cocaine. 2 rules in the Navy is 1, show up for work, 2, don't do drugs. In terms of substance abuse, Hunter has been in rehab as many times as Aerosmith's Steven Tyler. Supposedly, Hunter returned a rental car in Arizona with cocaine residue, a crack pipe, and his dead brother's Delaware Attorney General's badge. Now, Hunter was never a member of the Delaware Attorney General's office. And, of course, no charges were filed, and this was kept quiet. Also turns out that Hunter has a taste for strippers and crack. Allegation now surfaced that he went to a gentleman's club here in D.C. called Archibald's. Archibald's went to the VIP room to smoke crack. And one thing about these clubs is that they do not want any funny business going on because they got to protect that liquor license and that cabaret license, and they don't need to get shut down. In terms of personal life, Hunter was married from 92 till 2015, where he had 3 daughters. 2016, he started to see his dead brother's widow. Then in May 2019, Biden married a young Chickie Poo named Melissa Cohen from South Africa, and he also fathered a child in 2019. The mother was also, it was allegedly a stripper at Archibald Gentlemen's Club in the district. Since the baby is the direct descendant of Vice President Biden, he's eligible for Secret Service protection. Now, I don't really care what Hunter does as a private citizen, but I don't want him and other kids in the D.C. swamp getting away with all this stuff. I mean, just look at the Kennedy family. They got away with so much for so long. But if Joe Biden was registered Republican, this would have been on front page news all day, every day. And if any of the Trump kids did 1/10 of Hunter Biden had done, guess what? Trump probably wouldn't be able to run for president. Walt, what's your thoughts on Hunter in the swamp and the whole mess here in D.C.?
Well,
Well, you know, this thing with Hunter and the Ukrainians, you know, I've said this a thousand times. Yeah, I am Ukrainian. And when these targets, I'm going to use the word target, and Ukraine being a target, because although, you know, it's been around a while, it's a relatively new independent country, you know, only the last 35 or 40 years or so. And this freedom was bestowed upon them by the Soviet Union, and they wanted it for so long that they never planned to get it. And I think they're still scurrying around on how to figure out what leadership is in a quote-unquote democracy. Now, they did invite the Bidens. You know, I've read up on this. They didn't invite people from the United States, prevalent people from the United States, to come and invest in these various things, because, you know, they actually needed the money, because they were pretty much broke when the Soviet Union, you know, said, okay, get lost. And then targeted with that Crimea. Anyway, but yeah, Mr. Biden, Pelosi's kid, and I'm sure even Donald Trump looked into stuff like that overseas in the Ukraine. I don't doubt it for a minute whether something evolved from that. Hey, you know, he may have made donations. You know, didn't he open up a golf course, you know, Mr. Trump, golf course, or wanted to open up a golf course in the Ukraine? So Ukraine is a target where you can make money. You know, the return on your investment is going to be quite high. And that's, you know, the way it should be. However, the underhanded things that you talked about, you know, a few moments ago, you know, Hunter Biden not having a clue on what he's doing, except that he's the son of a prevalent and slightly rich family. Hunter Biden is probably more crooked than his father will ever be. And that's saying that he's pretty damn crooked right now, because his father is number one, you know, the borderline pedophile. Number two, didn't he cheat on his law school finals and stuff? That's why I dropped out of the 92 election or the 88
election. No, that was plagiarism.
Plagiarism. That's right. Well, same thing. You know, cheated. Turning in somebody else's work. It's cheap. You know, the Bidens are a unique form of comical political satire. They should have their own reality show. You know, I think it would be humorous, you know, like Osborne's reality show was way back when. And, you know, Hunter Biden is going to end up in jail, or pretty damn close to it, when they find out specifically what he's done. Now, when Hunter Biden is facing jail, then I think we'll see the dominoes fall. And by the way, that the lady that made fun of Barron Trump needs to watch out, because hopefully I'll still be around in 2040, and I'll be voting for Barron.
Right. That was Walter Yerkew, and he proved that message. But the only problem I see, Walt, is that I've been in this town for a long time, and I've been following politics for a long time. Nobody goes to jail. I know three people went to jail. One was Tom DeLay. Another one was Speaker of the House Jim Wright. And the other one was James Traficant, who went to jail for just telling the truth. I mean, we have Hillary Clinton's emails, all the dead bodies from Arkansas to D.C. to Chappaqua, all the child sex scandals going on with the Podesta brothers, Comet Ping Pong Pizza, and just all the just absolute just corruption. I mean, if you and Mike Dowd and the rest of the gang became politicians, they would be naming buildings after you by now. But that's the only thing. Nobody seems to go to jail in D.C. They always talk about the Inspector General reports coming out, talking about 60,000 sealed indictments around the country. But, okay, open the indictments. Put people in jail, because, you know, it's just this town's just so corrupt, but they get away with everything. If you remember one of the Kennedys, I think it was Robert Jr., was found. He crashed his Mustang, and the cops rolled up and – found him under the influence. Nothing happened because he's a Kennedy. But anyways, Walt, that's all the time we have today. I got to skedaddle. I'm got to run into work. This is Peter Scoop Stant with Walter Yerke reminding you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Song, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.